And welcome back to Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller, and I'm here with my good friend and colleague, Martin Woodward. Martin, you are in town for the ALM Summit that's happening here in Redmond.
We've just announced some very exciting news that I wanted to share with you.
Yeah, I would love to get right into it. What's the scoop?
Okay, so we've announced two things. We've announced full Git support added to the Team Foundation service, mm-hmm. so you now can create both TFVC, traditional Team Foundation version control projects, and now Git version control projects,
okay.
all integrated inside of the Team Foundation service, you know, with work item tracking and builds and everything you know and love about TFS. Just a different distributed workflow.
Okay, so, great. And the second one?
The second one is we've also announced a full Visual Studio integration for Git as well. So you can use Visual Studio talking to Git repositories.
Cats and dogs living together, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's dive right in. So you said that I can turn on Git for Team Foundation service, right?
Yeah, let me show you that. So if I go to New Project, I can just come in here and type a project name, and you see down by the version control, I can actually pick which version control I would like. So Team Foundation version control, or if I want a Git workflow. So I'm going to say Git, and I could hit create there. In the interest of time, I've actually gone ahead and created one already, so I can just navigate straight to that. And there we go. It's a Git project up in the service.
So this is a Git endpoint. I can connect to this from any of my traditional Git clients, right? I can use
you could use PostgreSQL on Windows, for example, or you know the normal Git for Windows.
Okay.
Or if you want, you can jump over to the Mac and you know all the crazy operating systems and just use the standard Git tooling that comes on those operating systems, like in Xcode or the command line as well.
Okay, great. So that's what most people are probably already familiar with today. Let's show the new experience, which is this first class Git experience straight from within Visual Studio.
That's right. So if we go to Visual Studio, here we have, we see this is the new plugin page, and you can see we've got all our repositories. Mm-hmm. Down here, I have a list of a bunch of local repositories. So I actually work on a couple of GitHub projects, libgit2, which is an open source project this is based on.
Okay.
That's a GitHub project, so I've got that cloned down locally, and the Visual Studio tooling works great against that. I've got a Coplex project here, you know, Bitbucket, they all work just fine.
Anywhere that has a Git endpoint, you can connect to straight from within.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it's just a local Git repository, you can just go, you know, file new,
right.
add to source control Git, and it's just there. And you don't need a server to talk to. Git's distributed.
Great.
But here if I just do, I can connect to Team Projects, and I could actually, you know, connect to that Channel 9 project there. And if I just jump over to that project, when you first come in, it's going to ask you to clone the repository. So let's take a copy of the entire repository and pull it down onto your local disk. So I hit that. I say clone that into the Channel 9 folder there, hit clone. And that's going to take the repository from the server, bring it down locally, and now I have it locally.
Okay.
So let's do some code. So let's just do a quick, you know, I was saying file new project, and I'm going to create a console. I'll just create a quick console application in the Channel 9. Add to source control, and it's clever enough to detect that, hey, this is a Git repository, and so it'll just automatically bind up the Git version control provider and flip over to Git version control, and just it'll just work.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to come in here, right click, you know, do commit. Notice we're using all the Git words, so commit. I can come in, just make a quick change here, again, initial version, hit commit, and so that's committed it locally. I can make another quick change here. So, you know, hello, Niners. There we go. It's Maeve. And then I can, again, just come in here and just commit that locally. Second change. Now, with Git, what you're doing is you're actually, you're committing locally. So if I look here, I've got two outgoing commits. So these are changes I've made locally, but I haven't pushed up to the server yet.
Okay.
So to share them with your team, you come in and you just push them to the server, and off it goes, pushing the branch up to the server. And there we go. It's sent them up to TFS.
Nice.
Yeah, so then if I was to go back to the home page, I can just come in here, you know, Git changes, I can look at my branches and my commits. But if I go over to Web Access again, and we just bring that up, and then go into the code, and we can see here, there's the Git repository inside of Team Foundation version control. And if you haven't seen already, this is quite the cool, you know, web version control experiences we have now in TFS. So I can come in, I can click on history. We can see there's a nice change. And it's the same stuff you know and love about TFS, just it's just Git.
Yeah, very good. That's awesome. That was really easy. And so a few months ago, we actually on Channel 9 had Matthew Mitrick here, and he was talking about GitTF, a command line client.
Yeah.
So is that still alive and well?
Yeah, so GitTF is a way, because distributed version control and centralized version control are very, very different workflows.
Sure.
And what we're announcing today is that we support both. You don't have to just use centralized version control or TFS. You could use distributed, which is backed by Git. So GitTF allows you to take a TF version control repository and commit parts of it into a Git repository, or take code from a Git repository and channel it back to
the
TFS.
Around.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
That way, say if you're an iOS developer team, you can be working in Git and sharing all your changes in TFS. But you might need to pull stuff in or push stuff to a TFS project that the whole company uses.
Yeah.
And you can just do that and manage the workflows through GitTF.
Got it. So a range of options available. GitTF for synchronizing between two repositories.
Yeah.
There's the Visual Studio provider for Git. Did I get the name right?
Uh-huh.
And that's for a first-class experience within Visual Studio for connecting to any Git repository.
Yeah.
And then there's Team Foundation service support for Git repositories. I'm sure the next question a lot of people are going to be asking is, will we have native Git support within Team Foundation server on premises?
Definitely. So the plan is in the next major release we'll include it in the service and in the on-premise server, on-premises server.
Okay.
And we'll also include the Git provider will be included in the box with Visual Studio, all editions, including Express.
Great. So that's in the future, though.
That's
not
in the
today.
Future. What we've announced today is this, and you can get hold of it today if you go to aka.ms/gitvs.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show, Martin.
Thank you very much.